This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new album from Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians. Its title, Globe of Frogs, is as cryptic as most of the lyrics on the album. Hitchcock claims The Doors, The Byrds, John Lennon, and Syd Barrett from early Pink Floyd as prime musical influences.
What can I say to you?
What can I say to you, asks Robin Hitchcock at the start of that song. It's a phrase that boils down the complications of his new album. Hitchcock and his band The Egyptians have made a record that is essentially about the impossibility of communicating one's true feelings to anyone else. This isn't what we usually think of as rock and roll subject matter, but is it any wonder that Hitchcock is a major star on college radio stations? College radio comprises what little adventurousness still exists in rock music broadcasting. That audience has seized upon the work of this Englishman and turned him into a pop soothsayer, and Hitchcock seems to relish that role. That's a song called Flesh No One, Beetle Dennis, and don't worry, Robin Hitchcock doesn't really want you to glean any sense from the title. The song itself, however, is pretty clear, if not obvious. It's a good example of Hitchcock's songwriting strategy throughout this album. A clear, strong pop melody surrounds a dense, bleak lyric. As you heard, Hitchcock croons soulfully, "There's nothing happening to you that means anything at all." There's a line of easy, unearned despair running through much of Robin Hitchcock's work that I find alternately annoying and amusing. I think this is one way to account for his college popularity, since college is often a place to learn the difference between glib cynicism and a realistic worldview. And Hitchcock really lays it on with a trowel in a statement he's written for the back cover of Globe of Frogs. He calls it a manifesto, so I guess we should pay attention. Hitchcock writes, "This album does not deal with conventional problems of so-called real life, relationships, injustice, politics, and central heating systems, about which it's notoriously hard to talk because orthodox lines of cliché have been devised." A bit later, he concludes, "My contention is, and it's a bloody obvious one, that beneath our civilized glazing, we are all deviants, all alone, and all peculiar. This flies in the face of mass marketing," says Hitchcock, "but I'm sticking with it." Well, this sort of thing doesn't fly in the face of mass marketing at all. Rock fans eat up that kind of melodramatic philosophizing. Those sentiments wouldn't be out of place on the back of a Jethro Tull album. But lots of good art has been created out of obviousness, and Globe of Frogs has a number of very good songs. I refuse, for example, to let the cheesy irony in the lyrics of Balloon Man spoil the pleasure to be taken from its jaunty music.
I was walking up very suddenly, I guess it's
There are many pleasurable moments on Globe of Frogs, but there's only one time when everything Robin Hitchcock is trying to achieve comes together. There's a song called Sleeping with Your Devil Mask that's pretty stunning. For once, despair gives way to sensuousness. Hitchcock can't seem to write straightforwardly about romance or sex, but the whole subject seems to focus his considerable powers here. Devil Mask is the song in which Robin Hitchcock earns all that despair, because he makes his best jokes about it.
I see the buddy.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians' new album is titled Globe of Frogs. This is Fresh Air.